Tonight sees a new year and a brand new start for New Yorkers. As of midnight, while millions crowd into Times Square, the city will have a new mayor to lead it into 2014 and beyond.
New York, New York.
After 12 years in the job, the incumbent Michael Bloomberg is standing down, making way for a new man at the top, Bill de Blasio. Much has changed in New York since Bloomberg took office in 2001. Then the city was still reeling from the September 11th attacks. That was followed by the world's worst financial crisis since the 1930s, hitting especially hard at the heart of America's financial establishment. Yet Mayor Bloomberg leaves behind a booming city. The crime rate has dropped and tourist numbers are at a record high. Walking down the street, you'll no longer see people smoking. Nanny Bloomberg banned it in outdoor public spaces. This is what Michael Bloomberg had to say last night in his final radio address to the people of New York.
Thank you, New Yorkers. Thank you for giving me the honor and privilege of serving you for 12 years. You took a chance on me in the dark days after 9/11, when the city's future was so uncertain and our hearts were so heavy. I was a political outsider, a relative unknown, an entrepreneur with no government experience who asked for your trust. Those decisions were sometimes controversial, whether it was adopting a smoking ban or implementing education reforms or standing up for religious freedom in Lower Manhattan. But our determination to do right by New Yorkers allowed us to accomplish things that few people thought possible.
But what do New Yorkers think of their outgoing, rich, capitalist mayor, who built his fortune through the financial services and broadcasting empire he named after himself? I asked taxi driver Peter Franklin, better known as the Gabby Cabby.
I guess the best way to sum him up, and this is not very profound, is to say, he was okay. He did a lot of very nice things, and he did a few bad things. So I think he will be fondly remembered as a guy who didn't hurt us in any way.
He did come along and make some quite fundamental changes, especially what you could do in New York in the streets, and earned that nickname Nanny Bloomberg because he was so health conscious. You can't smoke in the streets of New York anymore. You see calorie counts in your restaurants.
Yeah, well, he is. I mean, I would define him in New Yorkese as a health nut. And he even includes gun control as a health thing because he thinks it's very unhealthy if you get shot. So, of course, he promoted these various things, which in the final analysis are really not that big a deal. If people want to smoke, they're going to smoke. If they want to have soft drinks, they're going to have soft drinks. What he did do is he raised the consciousness of everybody about health issues. So for the last 12 years, we've been talking about health, 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 health.
Now, one thing that he did bring to the table, as well as this focus on health, is a lot of his own personal cash. Some research from the New York Times suggests he spent about $650 million of his own money during his time in office. Part of that was to fund his campaigns, but a lot was to go to pet projects of his. How is that perceived by New Yorkers?
Well, it depends on what your mood is. If you ask a nice fellow like me, I'm going to say, oh, isn't that lovely? Isn't that nice that he shared the wealth? But then you'll have other people who turn around when they see that figure of $650 million say, wait a minute, how did he make that much money? Is his product too expensive? Is he not paying his employees? You know, that's a lot of money to accumulate in your back pocket to hand out.
He has been criticized for the level of inequality that still remains in the city. Is this something that Bill de Blasio, the next mayor-elect, is going to have to tackle?
Well, I got to tell you, that the business of the inequality, and de Blasio used that as a campaign speech, that, you know, he's going to bring equality to the city. The one thing I think most New Yorkers would not honestly complain about is a sense of inequality. Yeah, there's rich people, there's poor people. But New York City is a very unusual place. We have just about full employment. Anybody who wants to have a job can have a job here. We have an excellent health and medical system. So people will fault somebody, a politician, a bureaucrat, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a real New Yorker like myself who would say this place is unequal. So it was a good campaign, you know, thing for de Blasio to say, but I don't know what he's going to do to make us more equal. He has suggested or even threatened that he's going to tax the rich even more. Well, you know, that's kind of like an idle threat because the rich always have ways to avoid paying more, including, by the way, moving out of the city. And that kind of a statement is not a good statement to be making.
It's New Year's Eve tonight in New York and around the world. Will New Yorkers be out in Times Square celebrating a new mayor coming to their city?
I don't know about celebrating because of the mayor. They're celebrating because it's the new year. And there'll be about 2 million people in Times Square, which is an amazing amount of people to be packed into a fairly small area. You know, it's a time for renewal. You psychologically, you say to yourself, okay, everything that happened bad to me last year, it's not going to happen in the new year, because basically we were all kind of optimistic. So it's going to be a celebration, but it's really going to be more centered on the fact that it's a new year, a new start.
Peter Franklin there in New York.
For more interviews and analysis of global business, search for BBC World Business Report for our daily half-hour podcast.